Inquiry isn't a boring, static lesson where you ask a question and then the students go off and they fill in a worksheet. Inquiry is a living, breathing process that mimics real-life problem solving, and it's applicable to all curriculum areas. And throughout this process, we as educators are also recording our own observations of our learners. Hello and welcome to Blooming Curious, the podcast that's all about nurturing that natural curiosity in our early years kids and students. I'm Edwina, your host from the Ed's Lessons blog, a passionate advocate for play and inquiry, and on a mission to keep children curious and questioning. The days of talk and chalk are over. We're diving into the world of integrated, inquiry and nature-based learning, and exploring the strategies that create lifelong learners. So if you're a classroom or homeschool educator, or even a curious parent, then this is the place for you. We hear so often that learning is a journey, or it's a marathon, not a sprint. Either way, it's something that takes time. And when we think about a journey, we think about going on a trip. There's the planning, the booking of tickets, the packing, we do the research before we even set out. And along the way, we have experiences. We visit places, we meet people. And what do? We take photos. And in the old days, we'd write diary entries and send postcards. And nowadays, we post our experiences on social media. We share the experience digitally with our friends and family. And then we get home and we reflect on what was. We may go through our photos and retell stories and some special experiences we had. Well, learning's just the same. We literally go on a journey. It seems like such a lame word, but actually it is what it is. Learning is a journey. And just like a journey, it flows in parts, it gets stuck in others, and sometimes it feels like forever before we reach the destination, and other times you blink and it's over. The learning journey also requires us to plan before we start and then think about the experiences we want children to have along the way, and finally to assess or reflect on what was achieved and how we take it further or what we'll do next time. And as we go through the inquiry cycle, whether that be Kath Murdoch's inquiry cycle or the 5E model, which is engage, explore, explain, elaborate, and evaluate, we ourselves and our learners are going to need some scaffolds or supporting material to guide us along the way, because we don't just say, off you go and inquire. We provide scaffolding and structures in place so that our learners and ourselves feel supported as we go along this journey. There are tons of worksheets and booklets that learners can use to help along this way. And I actually have some of these on my website to help guide investigations, but really a journal where children can capture their own experience and their learning is just as good, if not better, where they can actually draw up their own columns or their own T-chart or their own mind map or whatever organizer helps them to organize the process of learning, the steps they take to their final destination and where they share what they've learned. Documenting the inquiry or the learning journey is fundamental in supporting this whole ongoing process. But it also has a few other functions. One, it provides you with information to see what additional resources or provocations or conversations you might need to sustain that learning journey. Or perhaps you may need to correct any misconceptions. Two, it makes the learning visible so that learners can see the value in the work they're doing, but also it's a way for them to see the connections to other learning areas, a way for parents to engage with the learning too. Three, documentation helps your planning. It shows you the next steps where you can take the learning further and what gaps you may still need to fill. Now, how do you record this journey? Well, I think it's helpful to always be thinking in terms of the inquiry cycle. So if you think of your first step in the inquiry, it's tuning in, right? Or engaging the learner. So this is when you want to find out what the learner knows or what they're thinking or they're wondering about a topic or a concept. And here, things like your TWL chart or your TWHL chart are often used either as a whole class or individually, And then they displayed in a visible space like a learning wall or perhaps in a learner's journal. Now, if you listen to episode 26, my interview with Jessica Vance, she spoke in detail about learning walls. So I highly recommend you listen to that episode if you haven't already. Now, another way of tuning kids in is to use wonder clouds. This is just a piece of paper cut out in a cloud shape. And this is where children write down what they're wondering about, this topic or concept that you're covering, or sometimes just anything, a personal project. But if you're creating a learning wall, this would be the first piece that you would pop up. And then as the journey unfolds, you add pieces of evidence to this wall until you eventually reach the point where the learner can see whether or not they've uncovered the answer to their wanderings through this inquiry process. And as a whole class activity, the one thing I've always liked doing is to create a huge mind map. I collect all the students' responses in one color, and then as you go along the inquiry process and uncover answers to or misconceptions, I add it to the mind map in another color. So I guess you could also add sticky notes to it and responses to show that you've answered or confirmed a wondering or a statement or whatever it was. As you go along the inquiry, you more than likely have a visual organizer for each learner so that they know what information they need to gather as they proceed through. I have a visual organizer for an inquiry project on life cycles and animals on my website, and I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can go and get that by clicking on the link after this episode. Or you might be having conversations with children. That's another way to record their wanderings and their thinking. You do this especially in early childhood, but of course, it's equally valid for older students too. And so you either record your conversation or you annotate a drawing or a diagram or a piece of work or even a photograph of the child participating in the process. And then you would display this up on your learning wall, or you could even attach a QR code, which links to your conversation, which is stored in a file somewhere. It could be on Seesaw or in Dropbox or even a private YouTube account. And so you'll go along this process and you'll include all these parts of the learner's learning journey so that it all becomes visible and the child can then see the connection and experience that joy and satisfaction that comes from recognizing where they started and where they've ended. And they also witness their own progress. And another wonderful tool, of course, is the floor book, which Dr. Claire Warden, the founder of the floor book, spoke about in our interview, which was in episode 24. So that's another episode for you to go and listen to if you haven't already. And the floor book is also a tool for making learning visible. And it's also a planning tool and a way of documenting the learning process and to find possible lines of inquiry to take learners deeper into their learning. And of course, you'll be linking multiple curriculum areas because inquiry isn't a separate subject. So you'll be explicitly teaching report writing, for example, as part of your English curriculum. Or for very young learners, it could just be a word or a sentence. And so perhaps you also have your rough draft of the report with annotations and then finally the end product. But of course, it just never ends there because after that comes your discussion and more questions so that the learner becomes aware of the limitations and what they could still include or other lines of inquiry they may need to think about. And that's when you could have a self-evaluation sheet or a reflection sheet where a learner can think about what they did well or what didn't go well, what they would do differently next time, or perhaps it's just their first thoughts, what changes they made in their thinking, and then their final revised thinking. I hope you can see from this that inquiry isn't a boring, static lesson where you ask a question and then the students go off and they fill in a worksheet. Inquiry is a living, breathing process that mimics real-life problem solving, and it's applicable to all curriculum areas. And throughout this process, we as educators are also recording our own observations of our learners. We're looking to see who needs more scaffolding, who needs stretching, who needs help with collaboration, who needs help with making their thinking visible. And I've created inquiry and investigation record planning sheets to help you keep track of the behaviors and skills that learners are acquiring on the website, by going to resources.edslessons.com/inquiry and investigation record planner. It's a bit of a mouthful, so I'll put a link in the show notes for you so you can easily just click there and get it. And I also have an integrating inquiry planning template for you that helps you plan a unit or concept so you can easily think about integrating it across curriculum. So you're ticking off more than one curriculum outcome and making your job so much easier. Now, if you would like more strategies and insights just like these delivered to your inbox, then you should subscribe to my free weekly newsletter, Get Curious, and get on my mailing list. My subscribers get access to all the juicy bits and insider information. So go get curious by signing up at resources.edslessons.com/get curious. I'll link it in the show notes too. Now, I just want to thank you all for listening to Blooming Curious. I know you could so easily have listened to one of 1,000 podcasts out there, but you chose this one. And for that, I am so grateful and thrilled. So thanks so much. And if anything in today's episode resonates with you, could you please tap the share button and share it with friends and colleagues that you think will find it useful too? I would so appreciate that. And I hope that with these episodes lately, you can really see that inquiry is definitely not a separate subject, and it's not something that replaces explicit instruction, which is something that so many people are so fearful of. Inquiry is the mindset, and inquiry is the only way that I know of and that I've experienced how children really get stuck in and love learning, even those that really don't like it at the beginning. I promise you, give this a go. So go and sign up to my weekly newsletter and get on the mailing list so that you can get all the insider information regarding inquiry and how to integrate it into your existing lessons. So with that, I'll love and leave you. Until next time, remember to stay blooming curious.